Welcome to Talking Comics, episode 122.
I was going to say 122.
Welcome to Talking Comics,
100.
Welcome to Talking Comics, episode 100.
Welcome to Talking Comics, episode 122. Hey, we did it!
That only took 15 tries.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Red Devil. By Ryan Bird.
Woo!
Ryan Bird sponsored this episode. He's got a Kickstarter that's live right now. Go check the show notes in the links below or above or beyond. Red Devil's a thrilling World War II epic telling the story of Diablo Redhill, a U.S. Marine forced into service after being wrongfully convicted simply for defending himself and his ranch. You can witness the birth of a legend in this first chapter in the saga of Task Force Liberty. So, here's the trailer.
Guadalcanal, 1942. Denied justice, like so many of his people before him. Diablo Redhill is thrust into the crucible of war to seek victory for those who have given so little and taken so much. But in the heat of the battle, bonds of blood are formed, and all that matters is survival for you and for those you call brother. Join our hero from the arid deserts of Arizona to the stormy jungles of the South Pacific as he journeys from victim to victor, fighting one of America's greatest foes in humanity's greatest conflict. Will he become just another pair of dog tags on a folded flag? Or will he become the nightmare America needs? After all, war is hell, and what's hell without its devil?
So go check out Task Force Liberty, Red Devil, live now on Kickstarter. Go check it out. Also, thanks to Yellowbird Comics, Fuquay, open 6 days a week, and Allegra Printing.
For all your printing needs.
She's been dying to say that.
Yes, I have.
And you can support the show on Patreon, Substack, or, like Ryan, sponsor this episode. All right, Annika. We going over our weekly polls?
Sure.
Am I going first?
Yeah.
All right. This week.
No, wait. I'll go first and then I'll go last.
Okay.
So I got Supergirl number 14. I need to catch up on this.
Yep.
Also pretty.
All right.
I like this cover because it like has like, it's like watercolor. It's really pretty. Really detailed. Their hair. It's very nice.
So, A Tale from the Major Motion Pictures, Masters of the Universe, number one. Kind of interested in see how that is. I got The Immortal Thor, number 11.
Oh.
Sorry, The Mortal Thor. I think I said immortal. The Stephanie Phillips Daredevil number 3.
Wow.
Ooh.
So pretty.
It is. And lastly, I got the Jay and Silent Bob Jays of Future Past. Sure, that's going to be a funny story.
Okay, and lastly, I got the new Catwoman, the new Absolute Catwoman number 1. This is a DNA cover.
Yep, I'm looking forward to reading that.
I just want to read it.
Very cool.
It's so pretty. I like it.
What are you looking forward to reading the most?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Probably finishing the comic I started this week.
Okay.
I never got to finish it.
Which was?
Deadpools and Wolverines. Or Wolverines and Deadpools. I don't
gotcha.
Know.
It's yeah, one yeah, of those yeah.
two. Like, I don't know which order they go in.
I'm probably looking forward to the Jays of Future Past the most this week.
Yeah.
What did you read this week?
Well, as I said, I started Deadpools and Wolverines, or Wolverines and Deadpools, however you want to say it. I read like half of it on the way home.
Yep.
I didn't get to finish it, though. And I read some of my new Sailor Moon book.
Very cool. So I, of course, continued my Thor, Mighty Thor, 256 to 261. I think we're almost got Odin back. I hope. Pretty close. We've reached the star. We'll see. I also read, as you can see, I did 2 episodes of the As Seen on Talking Comics this week. I did 1 for Kate Wendell's and Devil in the Herd. Read that. Phenomenal book. And then I did 1 for my buddy Colin Hawkins, who did Freedom Fontaine, the Undead Bounty Hunter. Read that one, released that one earlier today or yesterday, whatever. Very funny, very good book. Go to his stuff, check it out. He's got a Kickstarter as well live right now, so go check that out. He'll be on the show next week. So that'll be pretty cool.
Okay, movie, shows, and games.
What's the favorite thing you read this week?
Oh, I forgot about that section.
That's a tough one. Because I liked both those stories.
I liked my Sailor Moon book. Because I couldn't get like the whole plot of the other one. But of what I read.
I read Devil in the Herd. I think that's my favorite this week. It's a tough choice. That was pretty good. Movie, shows, games. What'd you watch this week?
I watched... I think I watched anything.
Play any games?
Yes.
What'd you play?
Played Fortnite. And
we played the event, was it Saturday, Friday?
I don't know.
One day.
Played the event. It was fun.
And then I haven't got to play since.
And I played my supermarket simulator all day.
Which she's turning into a comic shop.
I did already.
Awesome.
Yes.
I haven't played anything this week.
Except for Fortnite.
Yeah, that event. It's the only thing I played.
Dang. We got to change that today.
We do. We do. let's see. So
we do.
We scored some free tickets to Heroes Con. We have 2 free tickets to Heroes Con.
Yay.
We scored thanks to Yellowbird Comics.
For sponsoring this video. And just thank you again for all the amazing things you do.
Yep.
They're great. Go check them out.
We're going. Fuquay Farina. So we're going to go Saturday and maybe Sunday. We can't make it on Friday. But we can go Saturday. We're definitely going Saturday. We're going to try to meet Stephanie Phillips.
And Scotty Young.
She wants to meet Scotty Young.
And I want to see Stephanie Williams.
Stephanie Williams again. Walt Simonson. I'd really like to meet him.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people there.
It's going to be epic. It's going to be a crazy couple days.
Yeah, it's going to be the epic collection of cons.
The epic collection of cons. So we'll have a full report next episode. So
full.
Or 124 this week. Mm-hmm. This episode next week with Colin.
And I'm hoping to get a... what's it called, a remark on one of my I Hate Fairyland comics, because I have a blank second printing of the first book that I picked up, so hopefully I can get one, if they're not too expensive, because I'm not, that might be kind of bad.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to meet them. We'll see how it goes. We'll report back next week. It's going to be a good time either way.
I'll definitely get a signature, though.
Yep. And, yeah, so hopefully we'll come back with some cool stuff to show off.
Yay.
So what else did you get this week, Annika?
Can I go over these? Or no, wait.
That's why I just asked
is
you.
Is it mail time?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So that's what I was saying. What else did you get this week, Annika?
I got this X-Men Bitty Pop thing. I got it at GameStop. I really want Rogue. That's, or Gambit, or Storm.
Well, let's open it and see what you got.
Please be Rogue. Oh, wait, who is this? Phoenix!
Okay.
I got Phoenix. She's cool.
Show the camera.
She's a 1 in 8.
There you go. Very cool.
She's cute and tiny. She deserves to go on the shelf. Yay. Okay. I'm addicted now.
She's got more pogs.
More pogs.
Should we wait and open them and play?
I was going to open them on the episode.
Well, we could record it, us opening them and play.
Okay.
Them, and then I'll put it in the episode.
We have to do that.
All right. After the episode.
We'll
record it. We'll play.
It will be in the episode.
We'll put it in the episode right here. All right. Here we go.
Here
we go. We're doing this on a dry erase board. Okay. Which pack do I want? I want this one. Okay. Let me open this. Very carefully. Mine. Directions. Game rules. Each player contributes an equal number of Star Wars caps. They're stacked face down on the ground. Players decide who goes first by flipping a coin, cap, or rock, paper, scissors. Hit the stack with an official Star Wars slammer. Caps that fall face up go to the player that flipped them. The game is over when all the caps are flipped. May the Force be with you. All right.
Let's play.
So I got a Star Wars, the official Star Wars slammer with Darth Vader and a Stormtrooper.
That
one. So I got a Stormtrooper slammer. Very cool. I got, this is a Mon Mothma, a TIE fighter pilot. Ooh, Princess Leia.
Ooh. I want Princess Leia.
Ooh, and a holographic.
A holographic?
Luke ready for flight.
Let me see that. Oh, that's cool. Okay. Mine.
That's a 1 of 10. This is not 1 of 7.
Okay.
So I got a 1 of 10.
Ooh, I got a black.
Oh,
one.
That's cool.
Who is this? I got Ben Kenobi.
Ben Kenobi? Let me see.
Hold on. Darth Vader.
Yeah, Darth Vader, Slammer. Yeah, you got Obi-Wan. You got Ben Kenobi. Very cool. Alright, who'd you get?
You can barely see it there.
Yeah, just gotta get the reflection.
Okay. Now, I got Gongorian Guard.
I can't see. Okay, yeah. From the Jedi Temple, or the...
Ooh, I got a holographic!
Temple. Emperor?
Oh, 2 of 10.
Alright.
Galaxy Cats. I got Luke.
Luke? Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Cool. Luke Skywalker, I think?
Yeah.
Oh, I got another one.
No, this is of art by Luke. It's just Luke Skywalker.
I got another holographic. Three of ten.
Ooh, C-3PO. Very cool.
Oh, that was cool. Two holographic.
I mean, in reality, he got all of them, but...
What?
You got three holos?
I got a double.
That's cool.
But they're both holos. I can't be mad at that.
Nope. All right.
Oh, these are cool. Wait. Okay. Here we go.
Do we want to shuffle them?
Sure.
Okay.
They're probably hard to shuffle.
Alright.
Okay.
Upside down. Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I go first. Alright, you ready?
Yes, I'm scared.
I just flipped the whole pile!
Rematch! Rematch? No, the whole pile just got flipped. You gotta
I'm
have
so good.
Instant replay.
I mean, that's talk about
rematch.
You know, how I, you know, just brought it back from when I was, you know, a kid playing in school. Just, you know.
Rematch.
I know what I'm doing.
Rematch.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No, wait. Best out of three.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Dang it. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah!
Damn.
Okay, I know that.
All right.
I'm scared.
Put that one back. No, that one came off the table, so sorry. Ready?
You don't put it back in pile?
I don't know. All right, tell us in the comments. Are we supposed to pile them back up? No, don't remember.
Zero.
Maybe we should pile them back up.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll get a redo. I missed.
Okay.
I pulled a Russ. All right, you got two.
Ooh.
Your slammer went on the floor.
Thank you.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, see, they have different point values, too. All right, I'll take three. Oh, 1 point.
He missed.
Oh, can't flip him early, right?
Mm.
Oh, come on.
They flipped.
They did flip.
But they didn't
land up
right.
Oh, dang. That Luke's worth 5 points.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh. Go there.
That's all right.
I missed.
It's all right. Oh, you cheated?
No, I missed and I win. Go. Just go.
Damn it.
You don't get it. Okay. I moved it.
Oh, dang it. Dang it.
Whoever gets this gets 0 points. No.
Well, 2 points.
2 points.
Dang it.
I know how to do this, I think.
Dang it.
Okay.
Nope. Oh, wait. You can't go two in a row.
Wait, what's up? I didn't even do it.
All right, I get two in a row.
Okay, fine.
Dang it.
Wait, what was that?
I was trying to land it beside it. Yeah, it's not working. Whoops.
Oh, God.
Does it even matter?
It does.
No, because I only have 3 points. If I get that, I'd only have five, so you'd still win, but...
Do it for content!
I don't know how you... Oh, you...
Oh, I almost did it! Oh, my gosh.
I'm beating the heck out of it. Oh, there we go,
no,
I got it.
Alright,
I
count your points.
5 points.
1, 4... 11, 12, I got 12, I think. 7 plus 7 plus 5 plus 1. Hey, this is a counting game. Teach your kids how to count.
Yeah, teach your kids to count and throw things. All right, one more?
Yes.
All right, we got, I'll shuffle them up. Because we got, I mean, actually, in reality, that five should be on the bottom. The rest should be shuffled. I mean, you can't beat that.
Now that you can get holographics, I didn't know you could get a holographic.
Yeah, let's get a couple more next
week. We'll have
week.
To get, like, all of them next time.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Best effort.
Rock,
paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, rowing rock.
So we're 1-1.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right, should I do another epic? Really?
What was you got?
Oh, three? Do no, those count?
No,
on the floor?
They went off the board.
All right, we're going to say they don't count. None. Oh, come on.
That barely even. Oh.
Lame.
I got Luke.
Yeah, I know you did. Dang it.
For the rest.
You beat me 2 out of 3.
Count the points.
2 points, I think. No, one. Yeah, 3. I got 3 points.
3, 4, 5, 6, 11, 13, 14. 14 to 3. I think I won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Back to the episode.
Okay, well, at the last con we went to, I don't know if I showed this or not, but I'm going to show it again. I got this Rogue Prince.
Very cool.
Because I like Rogue. She's cool. I'm going to hang her.
While you're showing right older there. Stuff off, I found this, too, when I was reading Colin's books the other day. You had talked about it, but I found your autographed Five Nights at Freddy's character.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, very cool.
Yes.
Guess what time it is?
What? Da, 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 da. Question time.
Question time.
Yeah.
All right. You want to go first?
Where did I put my pencil?
It's right there.
I found it. It's okay. I'm gonna use comic. Let me just. You took my advice.
I did?
Yes.
What are we doing? You want me to go first anyway, right?
Yes. Well, we're doing Scotty Young trivia.
Say that one more time.
Scotty Young trivia.
We are doing Scotty Young trivia. All right. So I have real and fake Scotty Young titles. All right.
Give me a second.
All right.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. All right. Real or fake Scotty Young titles? I hate Fairyland.
That's real.
That's fake.
Oh, actually.
I'm kidding. It's real.
I didn't know. Like, okay.
She was about to lose the... She was about to...
I was about to crash
it.
Out on
crash
you.
Crash out, yeah. Magic Detention Hall.
Real. No, fake.
Fake. Middle West.
Real.
That's real.
Because I saw it in my paper. I just licked my microphone.
Monster Recess.
That's fake.
It is fake. The Last Unicorn Hunter.
That's a real title, but I don't think that's a Scotty Young title.
It is fake, according to this. Bully Wars.
That's real. No, it's fake.
It's real.
It's real. Yeah,
how'd you
it's
know?
Real. It's real. It's real. Yeah, it's real.
Okay. The Me You Love in the Dark.
That's real.
Rocket Raccoon.
That's fake. Because that's a Marvel cover.
It is, but he did it.
He did?
He wrote some Rocket Raccoon, yeah.
That's a Marvel, not a Scotty Young comic.
But he wrote it.
Oh. Okay.
Goblins of Nevermore.
That's fake.
Princess and the Pinnaclad. Pinnaclad? You can't cheat.
I'm not cheating. I think
You're
that's
cheating.
Fake.
It is fake. All right. Now we have some trivia questions. What creator-owned comic features Gertrude?
I Hate Fairyland.
Very good. Which Marvel character received a solo series written and illustrated
Rocket
by
Raccoon.
Scotty Young in 2014?
Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, very
the
good.
The year I was born.
Yeah, it is the year you were born.
Yeah.
What famous fantasy book series did... What famous fantasy book series did Young adapt into comics with writer Eric Schoenhauer?
I don't know. Is that Hate Fairyland? No.
It is not.
No, wait. Is it The Me You Love in the Dark or something?
Nope.
I don't know.
The Oz books by L. Frank Baum.
Oh, I've seen those.
Which publisher releases I Hate Fairyland?
Imagine Comics or Image Comics.
Yeah, very good.
However you say it.
What is one of Scotty Young's most recognizable cover styles?
Like the baby style, kind of like the big heads.
Yep.
Like the, yeah.
Very good. What Marvel Magic School series did Young co-create and write?
What
Marvel Magic School series did Young co-create and write?
The bully, no. Strange Academy.
You are such a cheater.
I'm not cheating. You gave me the answers.
I didn't give you the answers.
You did.
I gave you this or that, which has some of these answers on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So I'm using
you
what
cheater.
You gave me. I'm not
In what state was Scotty Young born?
How am I supposed to know that?
Well, you got a 1 in 50 chance.
North Carolina.
No.
Michigan.
Nope.
Hold on. I'm California.
Nope.
Michigan. No, Utah.
Nope.
Minnesota.
Nope.
What other states are there? South Dakota.
Nope.
South Carolina.
Nope.
West Virginia.
Nope.
Virginia.
Nope.
What other states are Texas?
Nope.
North Dakota.
Nope.
South Dakota.
No.
What do you mean 1 in 50 chance? Oh. I know now.
You're Hawaii. Down to a one.
Hawaii.
Nope.
Hawaii.
Nope.
Alaska.
Nope.
You're Germany. Canada. Oh no, those aren't states. I don't know my states. Montana. What does it start with?
It would give it away.
Just
an I.
Idaho?
Nope.
What other state starts with an I?
As a big city called Chicago in the state.
Chicago? Idaho? I don't know.
You've been to this
Illinois.
State. It is Illinois. There you go. Took a minute to get
that
there.
That took too long. Illinois. You see, you could just edit it like that. Like,
no,
that
wouldn't be fun. Which Marvel anti-hero series did Young write during the Fresh Start era?
Is Rocky Raccoon?
I found this on the web for Did Young write during the Fresh Start era?
Shut up, Siri. I wasn't asking you the questions. Which Marvel anti-hero series?
A Deadpool?
It is Deadpool. Very good. What award-winning adaptation helped establish Young's reputation at Marvel?
What?
What award-winning adaptation?
What is an adaptation?
So, like, he made his own version of something that already was created.
I don't know.
Helped establish Young's reputation at Marvel.
I don't know. Rocky Raccoon?
Nope.
Deadpool?
Nope.
I don't know.
The Marvelous Land of Oz. Which creator-owned fantasy adventure comic by Young stars a blue creature named Twig?
Oz, the Oz one, the when you love in the dark, the amazing you love in the Rocket Raccoon, Deadpool, Bully Wars, Strange Academy. I Hate Fairyland. It's not Middle West Marvel Comics. I don't know anymore. What is it?
Twig.
Boy,
that's the answer. All right, your turn.
Okay, I Hate Fairyland or Middle West?
I Hate Fairyland.
Correct. Why is my pencil not working? Correct. Marvel Comics or Image Comics? Or Imagine Comics, Image, whatever.
This is tough. Image.
Incorrect. Rocket Raccoon or Deadpool?
Deadpool.
Correct. Strange Academy or Bully Wars?
Bully Wars.
Correct. Writing or illustrating?
Now, is this like Scotty Young's writing or his illustrating?
Oh, I was looking at what I want.
Illustrating.
Correct. Oz adaptations or original creations?
Original.
Correct. Baby variant covers or regular covers?
Baby variant.
Correct. Twig or the Me You Love in the Dark?
Twig.
Humor comics or fantasy comics?
Fantasy.
Gert or raccoon?
Raccoon.
Beep. Okay, so you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, like, what's 3,000 minus 600? No, what's, like, negative 3,000 plus 600?
Minus 2,400.
Okay, that's what you get.
I think I was robbed. I got a bunch of those correct.
You were.
I have a bonus question.
Yes.
I think you'll get this. For all of my points, what is the name of the foul-mouthed heroine? Heroine.
It's not.
Not heroine. Heroine. I don't know.
We have to edit.
From I Hate Fairyland.
The what? Is
it? Who is the foul-mouthed hero, I-N-E, from I Hate Fairyland?
Is it Gert?
It is Gert. You got all of my points.
Wait, I got... wait, no, you can't do that. No.
Oh, that's great.
No, I doubled my points.
But you didn't have any points. We need to go back to wagering. When I had a chance.
I don't like that. This video is sponsored. And thank you again to Ryan Bird from Devil and the...
From Red Devil.
From Red...
A thrilling World War II epic telling the story of Diablo Redhill, a U.S. Marine forced into service after being wrongfully convicted simply for defending himself and his ranch. Witness the birth of a legend in the first chapter in the saga of Task Force Liberty. Live now on Kickstarter. Go back it now. Ryan will actually be on our show on Tuesday, so make sure you tune in for that as well. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Boy.
Boy.
Thank you for listening to Talking Comics Podcast, powered by Aquatio Media, helping creators make waves.